From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried wrote U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai in support of the September 8th petition filed by Florida congressional members requesting an investigation into the flood of imported seasonal and perishable ag products from Mexico. Commissioner Fried shared a recent report from the Florida Department of Agriculture that documents the decades-long economic harm to Florida growers caused by an estimated lost sales of 10 to 20%, 17 to 34,000 lost jobs, and billions in negative impact to the economy. The nation's average gas price declined for the 13th consecutive week, down 7.6 cents from a week ago to $3.67 per gallon. The national average is down 26.9 cents from a month ago, but 52.3 cents higher than a year ago. The national average diesel price declined 5.5 cents last week and now stands at $5.01 per gallon. Refinery issues in California are leading to increases in areas supplied by the state's refineries, including Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, and California. Ukrainian farmers may reduce plantings of wheat and other crops for harvest in 2023 because warfare has cut their income while facing high fuel and fertilizer costs. The International Food Policy Research Institute tells Agriculture.com a small crop in Ukraine, usually a leading wheat and sunflower oil exporter, could prolong tight global supplies that have driven up grain prices worldwide.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.